This Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama, well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of March 3rd, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Joining me in the studio this week, all smiles over there, and that just makes me feel so good, Miss Dana Hale. We've been trying to work this out, and what a blessing it is to have you here today.
I am honored to be here and to finally get here.
Well, you got the tour of the building.
Yes, beautiful.
It's, yeah, you never know it driving down the road, so now you can tell everybody what you got to see.
Yes, you guys just don't even understand.
Well, as I say every week, this is my favorite part of the show, because for people that I don't really know, but I know the Lord put them in my path, I love knowing more about them. So who is Miss Dana Hale?
Well, like you said, I am Dana Hale. I was born and raised in Sylacauga. I am a pre-K lead teacher at Indian Valley. I love my job. I love what I do. I love interacting with the children and my coworkers. And I just love to be around people, and I love the Lord.
Well, that's very important. And it's great to see someone working with kids, because I know a lot of teachers and coaches that are getting out of it because they can't deal with the kids.
Yes.
I mean, it's a tough world. These kids are growing up in a tough world. And I'm honored to be sitting here with somebody who loves the Lord that loves these kids.
Yes. You have to have the love of God in your heart to understand and to process what they're thinking and understand and have that patience, because it's different growing up than it is now. When I grew up, things were totally different. But now, times have changed. And you just have to humble yourself so you can get an understanding of the different backgrounds and the different worlds they come from.
Yes, ma'am, because I know dealing with what I do in sports and covering the sport team I cover, I know what homes some of those kids go to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for a lot of time, school is not just school. It's a place where they can come and they can, as sad as it is to say, they can eat.
Yes.
You know, it's the one meal I know some of them get per day.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be the only positive thing they get to be around people like you.
Yes, I totally agree.
And that's sad to say in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens. It's part of it.
It is. It's the reality, and it's either face the reality or deny what it is. And I just feel as an educator, it's important to embrace them and meet them where they are. So,
because like I can't be their dad, mm-hmm. you can't be their mom,
yes.
but we can be who God has called us to be to them. Mm-hmm. And the greatest gift, like the Bible said, is to love.
Yes, that's true.
And that's how we can show them who our Lord is, by the love we give them.
Yes, I agree. Totally agree with that, because you have to lead by example. And I want them to go home and know that they have felt loved all day. They know they were safe, and they know somebody is thinking about them and somebody loves them.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. No matter what they go home to.
Yes.
Well, that's great. That's great to hear, and a great start to the show. So we'll be back. We will be back with Miss Dana Hale right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. In the studio with us, Miss Dana Hale. we got to know a little bit about who you are and what you do. And again, I sit back amazed and thankful that what you've chosen is a career to work with these young children of the Lord. I mean, they all are. They are the children of the Lord. And I know this generation takes a beating.
Yes.
From the world because of how they're raised differently now. We talked about off air. They're raised differently than what we were raised.
That's true.
And it's a total different world. It's almost like a disconnect sometimes between the two. Mm-hmm. But it's how the Lord uses that to connect us back together.
I agree. Totally agree with that.
Well, I know you just don't teach. You sing.
I do.
You do. And you told me you sing children's songs.
Yes, a variety. I sing at my church. So I'm in our praise team at our church. I attend Rising Star Baptist Church.
Okay.
And our pastor is Carlos Woodard.
How much did he pay you to say that?
Hey, I know, right? Nothing. That was free. That was free right there. But I grew up singing in our church. I have attended the church my entire life, and music has always been in me, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity to sing and, you know, start with that foundation. And as time has went on, I've ventured out. I've always loved children. I've always loved to teach, and I always wanted to give back. And I'm like, if God gives me a voice, I definitely want to use it for him. And it's awesome to connect education, children, and my love of music. So I released a children's song. So it's called Do You Know Roy G. Biv? And it is The Primary Colors of the Rainbow. And I'm so grateful that it is streaming on all major music platforms.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a blessing, you know, to even in the schools to hear my song or the kids recognize me. You know, some artists always have some type of name. So I guess you could say your stage name or music name is Freckled Waves. And it's just the freckles on my face, my wavy hair. So just something that was relatable. So to hear that is awesome. I feel overjoyed and overwhelmed because it's a feeling that I can't describe. Because it's something that I feel like I always wanted. And I feel like, you know, I can manifest this. This will happen. And it did. It came to pass. So I'm so grateful to have that.
Well, that's neat because it's almost like two different paths.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord put them into one.
Yes, he did. He really did because I didn't see how it would happen. I wanted it to happen, but he also put people in my life that encouraged me. You can do it. Why can't you? You know, I think small town girl, how can you make music? How can you be taken serious? But I realized it wasn't about what everybody else said. It was about the calling that God put in my heart and in my life.
Yes, ma'am.
And I will always, you know, give him praise. I will always uplift him in music. And he knew the desires of my heart. And writing music has always been something I've done. I've always jotted down little jingles that would come to my head and different sounds and, you know, pieced together music. I have notebooks with all kind of little songs and things like that. And to see that come together it's been beautiful. It's been beautiful. And I'm just happy and overjoyed for this journey, this part of my life, and I just pray that it continues to, you know, turn into something great, greater than it is. So I'm just grateful for that.
Well, it's already great. I mean, it's an amazing story already, what God's done, but I understand what you mean.
Yes.
Because it's the same way I feel about this show, because mm-hmm. I'm just the humble, and I don't want anything mm-hmm. for it, but I know I want it to be. Not that I want it to be bigger,
mm-hmm.
but I want it to be bigger for the Lord.
Yes.
And so I can serve a better purpose.
Yes.
Wherever it goes.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you share your story and when you can share what God has done for you, because there's nothing I've done so great that I feel like he should allow this to happen, you know. But I'm grateful and I'm humble enough to give him all the praise when it comes to what he's doing in my life and the things I've seen and the places I've gone and the experiences I've had. It is a very humbling thing, and I'm just grateful for it. And even this past August, I released a country song, and that song is just telling about my life, and I'm just grateful for that as well. Just to see, you know, my name streaming and knowing people are downloading and listening, it's a beautiful feeling. It is.
Well, I tell you what, we'll be right back with Miss Dana Hale right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. We thank you for tuning in and listening. If it's the airwaves of 106.5 FM, or if you're on the podcast, it's crazy how the Lord uses it. Could be a year from now, Miss Dana, that somebody sits back and you've inspired them a year down the road on another social media platform.
That would be amazing, because I would love to. I know that the people that are around me, how they have inspired me, and if I could just encourage somebody else, I feel like that's enough for me. I'm satisfied with just that.
Well, we haven't talked about one thing I'm highly impressed with you. You shared with me you're going back to school.
Yes.
How do you fit that in between teaching and singing and church and then school?
Well, let me tell you. So this has been a whirlwind. And with this story, it has just been like a testimony. I would love to share my testimony. It's still being written, you know, but this was definitely a God thing. I've worked for the school system for a few years as an auxiliary teacher, and this is my second year as a lead teacher. And I say that it was God because I know that things like this don't happen. And the reason I say that is just working as a lead teacher, my dream job, working to finish up my degree, that seems so far-fetched. When people believed in me and felt like I could do the job, I doubted myself.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see it. I'm like, that doesn't happen. No, I'm not going to even apply. Like, all the doubts and fears come in because some things seem unreal. It doesn't seem like you can accomplish those things. But, it's so much to even tell, but I can say that God gave me this job. And I went back to school to finish up my bachelor's degree in early childhood education. I started at the University of West Alabama. And now this is my first semester at Auburn University.
Now, wait a minute. Didn't you say Roll Tide a minute ago in the hall?
Hey, I did, because I've always been an Alabama fan, and that's why I say God always has a funny personality. He can really humble you, but I'm just grateful. And the more I researched about the school, I realized how hard it was to be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am, you know, in my career, not expecting this, but it's like God laid it right in my hands. Nothing I did so special, but once again, people believing in me, people telling me you can do this, and me praying about it and saying, God, you know, if this is your will, please let it come to pass. And I'm living my dream. This is what I always wanted to do. I always wanted to teach. And it's so rewarding. And to be able to teach and find a balance, it's nobody but God. It's nothing I can do on my own. But he's given me the strength. Even this past October, my mother was diagnosed with cancer. And, you know, I was thinking, God, like, how am I going to do this? How can I teach in a position and keep my sanity and help my mom and go to school and live and still have some kind of sanity? And once again, the devil tries to come in and tell you, you can't do it. Mm-hmm. I lost my dad in 2000 from lung cancer, so I know how that feels. So all kind of doubt and stress and pain and worrying comes in your life. And I had to take a step back and say, God, I know you wouldn't give me this to let me lose it all.
That's right.
And I would say this out loud. You know, God, I know you didn't bring me this far to let me fail. I said, because everything that has happened has aligned itself, and I could not see it. I know this was definitely your work. And, you know, leading up to this past October, now, it just seems like, wow, a year has passed. And now, as of last month, my mom is cancer-free.
Amen.
So it's like, even though there was a storm, even though there was rain, even though I couldn't see my way out of it, he still brought me out on top. And when I was at UWA, it's so funny that I didn't even know I was on the dean's list. But I was. When I went back and looked, I was like, wow. And I told my mom, but God has always made a way. And, you know, there's nothing I can say. Nothing, you know, I could tell anybody except for believe and trust in him. And he will definitely direct your path.
Well, I'm excited for the next segment we get into, because I know with everything you said, there's something special behind all of it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back with Miss Dana Hale right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. Miss Dana Hale in the studio, and I know you've enjoyed this interview. And if you've listened or just tuning in, you'll have to get the full interview on Spotify on Monday. But if you're just now tuning in this morning, Miss Dana has been telling us about her life and how all these things have aligned, and it just worked out like guest after guest that come in here. And where people say God doesn't move, God still moves.
Absolutely.
We talked off air before we went on this segment, and I know behind all of that, we pray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do. We pray. We pray, but also the Lord gives us His Word,
mm-hmm.
And I feel like He is He has shared through His book some encouraging words to you.
Yes. You know, you always have, if you have a relationship with God, I always say you should have your own relationship with Him. And the only way you can have a relationship with Him is to dive into the Word yourself. You can't just lean on someone else's understanding. You have to get an understanding for yourself. And that's why I can be very secure in my faith, and I can only tell my story. And I know exactly what He does for me on a daily basis, even when I feel like I don't deserve it, or even when I feel like I've let Him down, because that's just a natural feeling sometimes. But I'm always reassured in His Word. And one of the Bible verses that I learned as a young girl was John 3:16. And I feel like with just that verse itself, you can always tie your life back into it. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
That alone.
There's power in that verse.
Yes, there. If nothing else, I can always think on that verse and get the strength to go on. So I just am so grateful to have a relationship and to get and dive into the word myself so I can have my own understanding. Because without an understanding, there's a lack of faith. And without faith, you know, you can't really move.
No, you can't, because if you don't have faith, you have fear.
Yes.
You either have one of the two.
Yes. And I think it's natural for us to sometimes let doubt creep in and let fear, because we are human. But if you lean on his word, you can always be real back in.
Because we believe in what we see.
Yes.
We want to see it.
Yes.
And faith is basically the evidence of things unseen.
Yes.
And we want to see tomorrow and next. We want to see how this all works out. And God says, he says, take a time out.
Yes.
I've got it. I've got that all planned.
I so feel that, like, when you said that, like, I literally got chills, because I always think, you know, it's always little things in the Bible you can always refer back to. Because when you said that, I was thinking as you were saying that, you know, faith. What is faith? And without faith, you have nothing.
You don't.
And that alone is enough. That alone.
Yeah, without faith, you don't have hope, and you don't have joy. And I've done shows on hope and joy, because I believe those are two words you cannot find no matter where you go on this earth. You cannot find hope and joy. Now, you can find happy, but you can't find joy. And with faith comes hope, and with faith comes joy.
That's true.
And no matter what happens every day when we wake up, joy comes in the morning. And that means the Lord is with you. Like you said, he is with you every day. And we have to trust in that and have that faith.
Yes. And I feel like when you do have a relationship with him, everything else will fall in place. Even if you stray away, you always have that foundation. Even when things are hard, you know where your faith is. And that's why, like I said, when you said that, I'm just thinking in my head, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. That was instilled in me as a young girl, and I will carry that for the rest of my life. No matter what anybody else says, I know where my faith is. I know who loves me, and I know what he's doing in my life. There's no other way to explain it, but having faith, I mean, that's enough.
That's enough for me. It's enough. Well, all right, we'll be back with Miss Dana Hale right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Now it's time for the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
I know that almost every social ill in America can be drawn back to the absence of fathers in the home. Yes, fathers are so essential to families and to their children. You know, there's a lot of fathering going on, but there's not very many dads. You know, we talk about dad as daily active devotion. We need men to heed the call that are fathers to be the dad that God has called them to be the daily active devoted dads. We're in a crisis, and our families need the spiritual leaders. They need their dads.
That's Dr. Jeff Springer with Suit Up Ministries. Well, I can't believe 3 hours is almost up in this show. And Miss Dana Hale, you've been a blessing to the show. You've been a blessing to me. You've been a blessing to our listeners. And before we finish up, can I just say a prayer?
Yes.
All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, I thank you for Miss Dana, Lord. I thank you for what you've done in her life, Heavenly Father, combining two roads in one to glorify you. Lord, I pray that you will give her strength, Lord, with these children. Lord, that you will guide her each and every day. Lord, in her music, continue to bless her. And Lord, walk with her in each step of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, all right. I hope you enjoyed being on the show.
I did. I finally made it.
You finally made it.
Yes, but the timing is just right.
It is. The Lord seems to work because I thought I had a, for the next 4 weeks mm-hmm. was already, but I was off a week.
Okay.
And then you sent me a message yes. and I thought, Lord, there you go again.
Always there you go.
That's why it's your show, Lord.
Because it's so true.
Well, what could you tell? Because we have listeners that deal with all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. What could you tell somebody to encourage them?
I can say, just from personal experience, to anyone who's listening and is struggling or battling with something, just give it to God. Because it's hard to fight your own battles. You can't lean into man. You have to always trust and believe in him because he directs your path. And like I said before, it doesn't matter how you stray away. It doesn't matter how you may feel others view you. The only person that matters is God and his love for you. And if you stay rooted in him, he will never leave you. Even when we are wrong or even when we leave him, he never leaves us. So just stay encouraged and believe in him, and he'll direct your path.
That's right. That's apt because the Bible says he'll leave the 99
yes.
to get the one.
And I have a shirt that says that. Believe it or not, I have a shirt that says that. Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Because that's my biggest thing I fight with kids, telling them that that one day you'll be that one. Mm-hmm. And he's going to put you in the corner. And he's going to tell you you're worthless, you don't mean anything, you won't add up to anything, and all those other things that go with that. But you can't listen to that.
Yes, we've all felt like that one.
We have, yes.
We've all felt like that, but it's a lie. It's not true. But in that moment, that's what you feel. So it's amazing to rely on God.
But you have to have faith because the Good Shepherd is coming.
Yes.
He's coming, and we got to be ready because the Good Shepherd really is coming.
He is.
He's coming, and then people say, when? Well, I know it's a day closer. Mm-hmm. So we got to be prepared.
So true.
And the people around us, like I say, you have to be infectious for the Lord. You know, people want to know why you're different. You know, you don't have mm-hmm. to, you know, you don't have to go to school, and I don't have to go to work and mm-hmm. open my Bible and walk in and start reading, but they should know the way we walk, the way we talk, and the way we handle situations.
That's so true.
And then they'll want to know why, and that's the doorway to the conversation.
Yes, the light will shine through you.
Well, Miss Dana, again, it's been a blessing. It's been a joy to have you, and you can always come back to the show.
Well, I appreciate you having me, and it's been a blessing for me to be here, and I thank you for just opening up the doors for me.
Well, take care of those kids. I know you love them, but I know they love you too.
I definitely want them to feel loved, and I know they do, and I feel loved every day when I leave that classroom.
And we may have to get you back in here to do, we've done several live music in the studio.
I'd love that.
To get you back in here and to do that.
Awesome. I would love that.
Because in a few weeks, I believe it'll be the 100th podcast.
Oh, wow. Okay. 100.
100. So I want to do a special show.
Wow. I would love to be a part of that.
All right. Well, Miss Dana, take care. Have a great evening.
I will.
And if the Lord doesn't come back, I'll be back next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff signing off for Mix Sunday.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.